That's the first thing I hear when I walk in is this is playing, and Bob is singing this, looking at Opie, and the first thing I hear is Opie going, stop singing this to me. It's really kind of creepy.
It's very creepy. That's Wham, Careless Whisper.
Whoa.
It's not Wham.
What?
It's not Wham. Are you crazy?
Not Wham.
What?
It's George Michael, man. Come on.
Oh, yeah, George Michael. Why did I say Wham?
Because you're gay.
What?
And you love Wham.
I am?
I didn't say Wham.
That's George Michael. Wasn't that part of Wham, though?
No.
That was him on his own?
Wham was Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
Yeah, I know Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go.
We know you do.
That's a good song.
I played that when I was a DJ in the bars. That got the people a-moving. Was that George Michael's as a solo guy?
Yes. That's it. And his Christmas song was a big hit.
I think it's credited to Wham.
Thank you, Travis.
But it was released by him as a single when he was still with Wham.
Thank you.
This is the case of everybody
thank
being right.
Thank you, Travis.
Everyone's right.
We both get a half.
I think so, too.
A half.
It's a draw.
It's like when you split a sack in football.
That's well, right. We both get a sack.
And just put the whole sack in your chin.
Absolutely. Don't share. You have to smell some other guy's breath.
If me and Bobby are sharing a sack, I hope I'm...
I love that. That would be the deterrent.
Yeah.
I don't want to smell his breath. His balls are mine.
If we're sharing a sack, I hope I'm the second one in. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. Sack, you want to be the first one in there.
Not if I'm sharing a sack with Bobby.
Why?
Why?
You would hurt my leg.
What?
If I'm in first and then you come in second, you might fucking give me a knee injury.
I'm not going to touch you. You're going to hold the sack. You have to touch each other.
No, we're sacking the quarterback.
No, we're talking.
If
about
we're both getting a,
we're talking
what?
About a, we're talking about a man sack.
Yeah.
I was thinking football.
Well, we're thinking football.
So are we.
Yeah, we're thinking the same thing. We're on the same page.
All right.
You get another half.
All right. Careless Whisper is in the movie Deadpool. That's why, because I think a lot of people are scratching their heads as they listen to that song this morning.
No, I'm bummed I couldn't see that yesterday. I really, really wanted to see it.
It was amazing. I loved Deadpool. I'm excited that Ryan Reynolds and T.J. Miller will be in today.
Oh, is T.J. in the movie, too?
Yeah. Yes, he's very good.
Okay, yeah, he's fucking... Did he lose, like, a lot of weight? He looks like... I saw his commercial in the Super Bowl. He looked good.
Yeah, I think he lost a few pounds.
T.J.'s funny.
We go way back with T.J. Miller. He used to do the radio show a lot, and then he moved to L.A. to become a huge fucking star. We knew him when he was just kind of, you know...
Cloverfield.
Yeah.
Yeah, he came in for Cloverfield. Yeah. The whole cast came in. And they left to do other press, and TJ's like, fuck the rest of the press. I want to hang out with you guys.
Oh, did he just have it?
Yeah,
I remember they came in. I remember he hung.
And then he became sort of a friend, and then he had to go to L.A. L.A. was a calling, and now he's fucking pretty big. He's a big star now.
He's hosting some award show.
He just hosted Critics' Choice.
Oh, he did. Critics' Choice.
Yeah, nice. It actually was really good. It was really crazy.
He owned that thing. It was very strange, some of the things he was doing.
It was really TJ. He is strange. His comedy is he's very strange sometimes. Yeah. And when he came out hosting the Critics' Choice, I was like, oh, come on, man.
Did you see the envelope bit?
No.
Oh, it takes balls. He was doing a bit on how the envelopes are really hard to open up, and he committed, and then it was an envelope that was really hard to open up, and then inside that was another envelope that was hard to open up, and he kept going until the envelope was really tiny. I'm like, oh, wow. He was, you know, he could have easily, you know, ate his balls.
Yeah,
but.
if you're a half an envelope in and it's bombing, you're in deep trouble.
Did
he got to tear through a bunch at the same time?
It worked in the end, but I'm like, that takes balls to commit to that bit. And that's how he did the monologue, yeah.
He opened up with that.
With the guys, the dummies.
Oh, he's got the beard.
Yeah, I don't know how, what do you call that? He's in the middle of like, you know, two dummies in front, two dummies in back.
Well, you call that me right now.
Bravo, Jim Norton.
Bravo.
He was very good, and he'll be in here promoting Deadpool. The comedy was good in Deadpool.
Yeah, very, very funny. And it also, like, if you're a comic book geek, there's a lot of stuff